I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week. Every fucking week. He has. He's called and given us a bad joke before. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I specifically asked for it. But yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, he's called the show before. I'm just saying, you know, I don't listen to Big Fatty.
Trademark Vera Charles.
I mean, I listen to the Little Fatty Cast, but he doesn't call it the Little Fatty Cast. Nobody calls the Little Fatty Cast because it's a stupid way that you have to call them. It's
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's a stupid, but I specifically asked for it.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4256 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 28th of May 2024, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I did a little shopping, and I got a little sad news to pass along. Hello, shoppers. Big Fatty, that was you, yes. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all. You shoppers today, because, you know, after every big holiday, the day after the Memorial Day candies will be half price at the Target, and yes, Big Betty, and the Vons East, and I've got red, white, and blue M&Ms, so yeah, I guess there are some Big Betty. I'll be damned if I've seen them, but anyway, y'all, before I get into the little show, y'all, I want to just take a moment. I don't know how many of you have heard this or not, but old Stinkpot, Toppy Smelly, he put out a little show, I guess a day or so ago, and I just listened to it today, and Miss Bacon had mentioned, sent me a link on Sunday. But y'all, old Stinkpot's Dadu, as he used to call him, his father had passed away, and from what I gathered, it was on May the 15th, so we're coming up on 2 weeks. Y'all, it's just it's just a situation that the older we get, you're gonna have to deal. You're going to have to deal more and more with death. And it's absolutely very tough, but you don't have a choice. You can't just pretend like it didn't happen. You have to be a realist, and you know, take the time to. I remember when the Hat Arena was nearing end of life, and everybody kept saying, "Well, one thing that you need to do is make sure that you take care of yourself." And Stinkpot says that on his show, take care of yourself so you can take care of others, or is that the Laughing Buddha? I don't remember. One of the two wise sages said that. But y'all, Stinkpot is a good man, and he's evidently, after listening to his latest little show, it's been a rough 2 or 3 years for him. And his old Dadu was in the nursing home or the assisted living facility, and y'all, he evidently had a diagnosis early on in his life that made his life even tougher. And y'all, death brings you a chance to reflect back, and I urge Stinkpot, and I urge everyone else to look back on the good things. Nobody's perfect. And there's you just do the best you can. No, that's what Stinkpot says. Face front, do the best you can. And so I say to him and to others that may be going through similar situations with aging parents or others in their, you know, it could be dear friends or siblings or, you know, maybe it's you that are having trouble as you're moving through life. But you do the best you can. And the last thing I want to say, of course, we all send our condolences to Toppy, but I want to say this. I want you to go and listen to that show because Toppy reads his old dadude's obituary, and old dadude wrote it himself. And y'all, it explains a lot about Toppy because I'm sure many of us, if not all, would say that Toppy is one of the most creative individuals out there, at least that we have connection with through the little shows. But I think he got a lot of it from old Dadu, and I think that's something that Toppy can hold his head high and claim that. And it's one of the most unique obituaries I've ever heard, and y'all, because it's written in first person. And I don't think I've ever read or heard an obituary that was written in first person. And so, y'all, and it's almost spit it out. there's rambling thoughts. Big Fatty's kind of like this little show. It's definitely like... I think Stinkpot got some of that because, you know, he can, but y'all, I hope, through all the pain and the missing, someone that you can, like I say, try to remember and cherish the good parts and keep them alive through you. And I think it will help. You know, it's, y'all, I've always said, as much as it hurts when you lose someone, can you imagine how terrible it would feel if you didn't feel anything? And I think I'm afraid there's too many people that have that situation, and I don't wish that on anyone. But Stinkpot, you're in our thoughts, and I'm sure that everyone, even Cricket over there at the Smellcast, are there by your side and are wishing you the best. And just know that we're all out here, and it's good to talk about these things. And I praise I praise too Stinkpot for talking about it. I think that's all part of the healing process. And, you know, one day you may find yourself in that situation and you can appreciate the words that you've heard from others. So, and I'll end it right there, and I'm going to just stop and for a couple of seconds, and then we'll continue with the little show.
This the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 28th of May, we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. But, y'all, before I get to that, y'all, yesterday was Trucker Alex's celebration of exiting the birth canal. And, y'all, I failed to mention that he was the number one fan. Number one fan of the BFO in 2015. So that's definitely worthy of special recognition. But y'all, today, y'all, our first celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all met this person, I want to say a couple of times, at the Podcasters of America supper at the Colon Aid when... he and his other half were living in Hatlanta. Y'all, Owen, I've met him a couple of times at Rat World also. And y'all, just one of the sweetest people I think I've ever met. And y'all, he always had a smile on his face. Y'all, he passed away a few years ago. I don't remember how long, but... I know it was a rough time then for his husband, Rodan. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Gambit. Big Betty, we love Gambit and always will. We will indeed. And y'all, then our other celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all. Also, a number one fan of the BFO in 2017, y'all. She's my youngest daughter, and y'all, just a delight to see anytime. Seen her at Pride 48, and I don't remember if she came to Nolens. Yeah, she did come to Nolens and to Lost Wages. Y'all, she came to one of my first BFO meet and greets. Y'all, it was at the Hamburger Mary's in the Palm Springs. Y'all, I'm talking about the former little show host. All of those have gone to glory. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Nessa. Big Betty, we love Nessa. We do indeed. And if you see her, wish her a big old piece of cake. That's lovely that you chose the calm, happy music. It's true. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, you may have noticed there was no LFC. You know, old Veda is out there robbing them blind out there in the Lost Wages. Y'all, he was a little braggadocious, showed his coupon of how much he had won. Y'all, it was the one penny. One penny, Big Betty, it has to start somewhere. And so we did not record, but y'all, it was a quiet evening here in the villa. And y'all, I did indeed watch the news, and then I switched it over to the PBS, and they had a couple of kind of Memorial Day historical things. And y'all, it was the big Memorial Day concert. And y'all, it was really good. They had actors come out and read things that actual folks had written in relation to Memorial Day and their service to the country and having to deal with death of their friends and family members and all. Y'all, it was very, very, very impressive. And, of course, the music and all, it was just lovely. It was just lovely. And it repeated, yes, Big Fatty, kind of like your supper. No, I didn't have. I had a little red, white, and blue ice cream. But, y'all, I crawled into the live chamber and, y'all, slept like a baby. And, y'all, I didn't wake up. I didn't wake up until 7:30 a.m. in the morning. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. But, y'all, I got up, had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles. Miss Gail King was on holiday, as Scotty would say. And then I went out on my morning nipple walk, just walked Fat Acres and came back and cooled down and rehydrated for about 20 minutes, and then I was off to the big circle, finished it up, came back, nibbled on a few little things, some rotisserie chicken and some little salami nuggets and some pepper jack cheese, and y'all, then I got my share. And I laid myself down, y'all, it took about an hour nipple nap. Y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And now I'm up recording the little show. But, y'all, also, I did a little shopping. I mentioned that at the beginning of the little show. Y'all, the Ortho Feet company that I order my arch support tennis shoes and all from. Y'all, they were having a 25% off sale, and they've been talking about these slip-on shoes. Daddy Ron loves his slip-on shoes, and y'all, I thought I'd give them a try, so I ordered a pair of those, and y'all, then, you know, I told you I was using a shaving brush instead of a shaving cream, and, you know, using the shaving soap with the Club Man that I get the shaving soap from. You know, it smells like a barber shop. y'all, they had all their stuff 25% off. So, y'all, I've ordered that, and I'm expecting them free shipping. Free shipping, as expected. I did not order the electric drill thing, because, y'all, it didn't have the bits and the screw heads and all that. So I said, no, and I'll just wait on that. But so that was pretty much it. And, y'all, I think that pretty much was my Memorial Day. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I said that was Memorial Day. Y'all, I'm going to a concert down at the coal mine. They're having a Memorial Day concert down there, and that's going to be at 7 p.m. in the evening. So, but it's only about an hour long. It's part of the Potato Festival. You know, that's going on here in Charleston with the arts and arts and music and all kinds of stuff. And so that should be a nice way to close it all out. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Mix. And Daniel Biba, I noticed you've been talking about Big Fatty a lot.
It's a stupid, but I specifically asked for it.
Oh, well, if you ask for it, boy, are you gonna get it, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.